We continue our readings in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, at the 12th verse. Matthew chapter 4, at verse 12. Now, when Jesus had heard that John the Baptist was cast into prison, he departed, or as the Greek has it, withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. We won't be dealing with this morning, but perhaps next time. But notice in passing that Matthew makes a distinction between those who had devils and those who were lunatic. Now, the modern interpretation, as you probably know, is to say that where New Testament writers spoke of devil possession, we today would speak of mental disease and mental disorder. But you see, the New Testament makes a distinction between devil possession and mental disorder. And we are not free to lump them together and say, "Oh, this is that." The two things are different. They were different in our Lord's day, and there is no reason to suppose that they have coalesced in our day. But we'll deal with this another time. Those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan.